We have some changes in the sound of the founder of the Wu-Tang Clan. Feeling mad hostile, ran out apostle, throwing like Christ when I speaks the gospel. This is the RZA from 1992. He was an aspiring New York rapper then, born Robert Diggs.
Choose the sword, and you will join me.
Who climbed to fame while working old kung fu film clips into his music. He later worked in Hollywood scoring films. Like the 2003 Quentin Tarantino film Kill Bill. The multi-talented musician has rapped with the likes of Jay-Z and Ye.
Cars for the missus and furs for the mistress.
That's from 2010, and this is Now. It's music for a ballet. The Colorado Symphony performed RZA's A Ballet Through Mud on stage last year, and today it's an album. RZA came to the mic to talk about a project inspired by his childhood in New York.
I went to Curtis High School on Staten Island.
Carrying a notebook.
Every day I would go to school, I would make sure I write a lyric. It was my way of getting my art out as well as kind of making a journal. And some of those lyrics, of course, was fantastical. Some of them was dealing with your first experiences with love, alcohol, drugs, etc.
Were you writing these lyrics when somebody was expecting you to do physics or something?
Well, both. I actually was blessed with some type of good academic brain, even though I didn't have the patience for school or the joy of it at that time. So I'm a kid that gets to class, finishes work in 10 minutes, and then sit there and write a song.
Decades later, during the pandemic, he rediscovered that book with its faded denim cover.
So I find these lyrics, and it just brings back a lot of memories, and I was trying to figure out a way to express it, and I've thought about music itself. Like, let's put music to these lyrics. I was sitting in front of the piano, find the emotion that the lyric was invoking, and then start talking to it and trying to find a way of where I can actually recite the lyrics. Mm. But as I was doing it, it was like, well, it doesn't need lyrics. And I fought with that for months. You know, I would ask my wife over and over, you think I should, like, spit over this, spit meaning spit lyrics. And she's like, you don't have to.
As I was thinking about this project, I was trying to think of what ballet would have in common with hip hop. And the first thing that occurred to me is, maybe in each case, you're telling a story, but not in a straightforward way.
Yeah, I think you got something there. Because you can paraphrase. You know, you think about one of Wu-Tang lyrics. I grew up on the crime side, the New York Times side. Staying alive was no job.
I grew up on the crime side, the New York Times side. Staying alive was no job. Had second hands. Moms bounced on old men. So then we moved to Shaolin Land.
It's a lot in that. It's a lot of lyric. It's a lot of ideas in that, and it's a very paraphrase of so many things that's contained in two bars. I think the analogy is on point, because even in the musical movement of a ballet, or even in a dance, even in someone who moves their body a certain way to mime or mimic an idea, is so much in that movement.
I want to dwell for just a minute on Teenage RZA, if I can. What were you like at that time, and what kind of interest did you have in music?
I was just into hip-hop. I was able to buy my first pair of turntables by selling newspapers. Hmm. So by the time I'm 14 years old, me and Old Dirty would actually cut school, go to the Kung Fu movie theaters and stay there a lot, right?
Uh-huh.
We would actually cut school and run to radio stations and try to get on the air. We would go down to 14th Street in Manhattan, where they would sell like rhythm boxes and things and echo chambers. And we would just, you know, do anything to make $50, $60, $100 and go and buy equipment. I was just enamored with hip hop and enamored with the idea of trying to create my own record. Once I heard that a record was on the radio, I was like, I'm going to be on the radio one day.
That's the experience that produced the lyrics in The Notebook that 40 years later have come out as classical music. What is the story that you're telling?
The story is six young people going through youthful exploration find themselves transposed to their higher selves. It's called A Ballet Through Mud. Mud is known to be dirty, right? And sometimes, yeah, we got to go through the mud to come out pure. And that's why it's called A Ballet Through Mud.
What you go through to get the beauty.
Exactly.
RZA, thank you very much. This has been great.
Thank you, sir. Have a beautiful weekend. Peace.